My favorite thing to do is talk to you. Listening to how your life has been impacted and how you have grown in your organizational journey is so inspiring. Over the years, I have really internalized for myself and verbalized to you that perfect is not a thing. It does not exist. I have replaced the word perfect in my vocabulary with the word excellent. I am not a perfectionist. I am a person of excellence. I invite you to come to share your story about how you are being transformed from a reactive to a proactive person, from an overwhelmed homeowner to one who is now in more control of your time and your spaces. We all want to hear what more grace feels like in your life with your unique circumstances. Do not wait until you are a perfectly organized person. Remember, perfect does not exist. I want to hear from you. Please sign up to join me for a Wednesday podcast interview at organize365.com/Wednesday. Kristen, welcome to the Organize 365 podcast.
Thanks, Lisa. I'm so excited to be here with you today.
This is going to be a great conversation. How did you first find Organize 365?
So I found you almost a year ago today, listening to Angela Watson's Truth for Teachers podcast.
Such a great podcast. She is a great podcaster and she has helped teachers so much. So are you a teacher?
I am. Yeah, I teach high school math. And yeah, I've followed Angela since 2017, I think. And I love every time I catch an episode of the two of you going back and forth on her podcast, on your podcast. So
we always have plenty to talk about because we both are like, how is this problem not getting solved? Like, why are people not helping teachers?
I know. And you both do such a great job at helping us on like different ends of the spectrum. And then you take it holistically and can help me with like my entire life. So it's like, I love that there's a system out there that's better than the one I had designed my own. Cause you know, as a teacher, you're always making your own systems and processes.
Yes.
And if somebody's made one that's better than the one I've made, I'm going to work smarter and not harder and jump on that bandwagon.
And I just love that, like Angela and I are kind of like shocked that we both created systems that literally have almost zero overlap. Like there's almost zero overlap. It's crazy.
No, they're like beautiful parallels and they support each other. Yeah. Without all the clutter. I just did ed camp last week and I was like constantly going to 40-hour teacher work week, downloading a couple of things, adding them to my basket. I was like this, yep, I want that process over here. So it's beautiful.
Oh, I love it. Okay. So you're a teacher. Tell us, is there anyone else who lives in your household with you?
Yeah. So it's me and my husband and we have three kids. Our oldest daughter is about to go off to college. And then I have a junior in high school and an 8-year-old.
Okay. So pretty full house, I would say.
Yes, we are full. We are busy. Both the boys are in sports. The one who's going off to college is going off to college. So that's just insanity in and of itself in this season of life.
Oh my goodness. Okay. So full-time teaching job, three kids, you're doing Angela Watson's program. You hear the podcast, you rabbit trail over to Organize 365. What made you rabbit trail over to Organize 365?
So it was, you know, it was probably July and I loved listening to your podcast. So after I listened to you on Angela's, I was like, let's go listen over there. And the way that you talked about paperwork and organizing that, I was like, that's really what my big struggle was at the time, because I had a senior in high school, a sophomore in high school who was getting ready to drive. He had all of this paperwork. And then I had a second grader and he was getting like reading support and all these papers. And I was like, I just don't want my kitchen counter to look terrible. So I did the Sunday basket mini course and I was like, oh yes, yep, this is the system that is going to work for me. Perfect. I love it. Jumped in, got the Sunday basket, and it got to me, I think, in like August. And it was beautiful. And that system was just like the tipping point, just the tip of the iceberg. Ever since then, I've gotten like one thing after another to help just streamline everything.
Well, I will say, as a former teacher myself, we love paper. Yeah. Teachers very much love paper. I mean, some teachers are digital, but we understand that we are where paper comes from. Whenever I meet people and they're like, oh yeah, I don't have paper. I'm like, and they look at their children. I go, not in school yet, are they? Well, wait till they start school, because the school system did not get the paperless memo.
Oh no, there's going plenty. To be so many papers coming home. And now they're all organized for me in one spot. And it's a beautiful thing.
Well, and like you said, getting a child ready to launch, to go to college is another extremely paper heavy time of life.
Oh, yes. Yes. I did the holiday basket bundle. So I had a blue basket for the new year, and I transitioned that to my senior year basket after the new year. And I filled it with all new 2.0s. I put everything in there. I was like, all the pink things are for her. Like, when is senior graduation? What does she have to do? All the senior event.
Yeah.
Blue was all the colleges she was applying to. Green was all the financial aid. And that system was working great. We just had her party July 1st, and I let her know that the Sunday basket was going away. And she panicked. She's like, what do you mean you are taking away my Sunday basket? And I was like, oh yeah, no, I need my counter space back. Like, your events are done. Senior year is done for me. And she's like, but I have so many things to organize still. And I was like, I have a plan for you. So I sent her the link to the launch program. I was like, you just look at this and you let me know if that's what you want. And she 10 minutes later was like, oh my God, I need this. This is the color I want. Buy it for me now. So we bought the launch basket for her. Yeah. So as soon as she is done, like, getting things packed up in her room, we're going to get her launch system set up at home so she can practice before she moves into college next month.
Oh my goodness. I like want you to just like say that all over again. Maybe you guys could just rewind a couple of minutes. So last year when we did the holiday blitz, which is just like a free 5-day blitz, at the end, I was like, okay, this is what I do. I take my Sunday basket. Obviously I have a Sunday basket, but I always create three. And I never told anybody that because it seemed like, oh my gosh, so over the top. Now you have three, but it so helps because you have like your active Sunday basket, and then you have anything that can wait for the new year. And then you have everything specifically holiday related. Yes. And we did it as the green and the sapphire blue Sunday baskets. Well, we sold out of Sunday baskets. It takes a long time to manufacture them and to get the money paid for them. But anyway, that's another thing. So it took forever for that order to come in. And then just like you were saying, like when February happened and I was doing taxes, I pulled my green Sunday basket, but I didn't tell anybody that because you couldn't buy one. I didn't want to share something that you couldn't buy. And then also like when I was getting ready for the beach, I pulled the sapphire one and I did my holidays or like these baskets you will pull for projects throughout the year. But then at the end of the year, you need like all three in a line for November and December to do this specific thing. So now that they're back in stock, I can start talking about it again. So this holiday blitz bundle, which will be coming up again, is much more than just for the holiday blitz. Like, you then use the green then becomes your taxes one, and the blue becomes whatever big events you have for the year. So yours was a graduation or a holiday or a reunion or whatever. Like, we all have something that it would be nice just to have like that box for, like even like a little kid's birthday party, you put all the little invitations and everything in there. It's just like another physical representation of what you are mentally putting your time, energy, and money towards.
Exactly. It's like, it's something that takes more than one slash pocket to fill.
Yes.
Like, anything that's going to take me two or three is now just going to go into the blue event box. And that's what it's going to be. So I use that for my son's first communion planning, just like you said.
Yes.
And then I use it for all the things for senior year. My junior is going to be doing early college, so I'll probably pull it back out for him and let him use that as an early college basket. But I love the idea of the green one for taxes.
Yes.
That's such a good idea. Okay.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm gonna pull it back out.
Because as soon as you're done with the holidays, like, you start getting tax paperwork in January.
Yeah.
So it goes from holiday to taxes. And then when you file in August, well, now that I have like, we just have so many tax related things, I'm just going to put that one in the laundry room year round because we just have financial stuff year round now. But until a couple of years ago, I didn't.
Yeah.
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 So anyways.
But now I can just take all my green slash pockets, drop them in there come springtime until I go ahead and get my taxes done.
Yes. Good. And then you're not looking at them every single week, every single week, every single week. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I can just have one in my main one and then I can go transfer it anytime I need to, just like everything else in the system. That's what's so nice about it is that it compartmentalizes all the different things that are going on in my brain. So I've got this Sunday basket for home. I have the education box for school. And then I have a Friday work box because I've got my own podcast and like teacherpreneur business. So I've got all these different things. And it's like, I know exactly which brain I need to go drop what idea in and when I'm going to go process it.
Oh my gosh, I cannot wait to talk about this teacherpreneur thing. Okay, we're going to have to do just a little bit more deep dive before we get to that. Now you've like piqued my interest. Okay, so What I love about Organize 365 is it is literally kindergarten simple. It's the kindergarten simple program, and then people can make it as complex or intricate as they want, but also that you can then translate it to other things like you just did with the graduation box, which I never really thought about, all of those different components to the graduation box. So what had you tried before? I mean, you're a teacher. Teachers are great at coming up with systems and processes and solutions. So what had you tried before Organize 365?
Yeah. So in terms of like paper organizing, I had, you know, gone to Pinterest and I had just some regular manila folders, one for each kid, but they were just overflowing with things. I never really knew what to do with them. I still actually have those folders. I really just need to go through them. I probably just need to do a paper organizing retreat.
Yes. That's
really what my brain is telling me, that I need to come do one of those. So I had that for paper. It wasn't a great system, but it just caught all the things. And then in terms of like organizing my house, because I also do the productive home solution, I've done like declutter like a mother, but decluttering really isn't my problem. I have no problem getting rid of things. I'm like, no, this is useless. Get it out of my house. I don't want to see it again. But it was like the functional organizing aspect of it. And that's where I like, you and I were one brain on that. I was like, yes, I just need to go make mini stores in my house and all of these little spaces that are going to function for us. I was like, that's exactly what I need.
So also you mentioned that you found me in July. We're also recording this in July. Being an active teacher, like actively in the trenches.
I am.
What is your energy like? Like, how much time do you have to devote to getting your house in order before you're back into the school year? And during the school year, are there little pockets of times that you find where you're like, okay, because I already have a plan, I can use this? Like, help people who are also teachers who are just getting started, or maybe keep trying things over and over again, and they just feel like they're not really making any forward progress. How did you do it?
Yeah. So I think for me, it was breaking it down into just 15 minutes at a time and scheduling that into my day. I'm a high school teacher, so I get home before my youngest gets off the bus. I've got about a 45 minute window there, and I need some of that time to just decompress or some of that time to work on my business. But I also knew that getting the home set up and functional for us for the next couple of years while my middle child finishes high school was going to be really important for me. So just picking one task, 15 minutes a day, and sticking with that over the long term, that's what really helped me get that done. Like, my kitchen had sticky notes of all the different zones and stuff all January long when we were at that part in the productive home solution. And it was just 15 minutes a day, 20 minutes if I had the chance, but really just being consistent with it and setting it as like a priority for myself. It made sure it got done.
Okay. So interestingly, have you done any of the planning days?
Yes, I've done one of the planning days.
Okay. So in the home planning day, mm-hmm. I talk about establishing a morning, afternoon, and evening routine. So you put it in your afternoon routine. So a lot of people talk about morning routines. A few people talk about evening routines, but when you're in the active parenting years, this afternoon routine is the key being able to get anything done.
Right. There's like this one little window of time in the afternoon between school and all of the after school activities. And I was like, what can I do to maximize that time and, you know, but like not overburden myself? And that's where I was like, okay, I'm going to come home. And these days I'm going to focus on business. And these days I'm going to focus on home. And every day got at least 15 minutes of homework done. Homework, you know.
Yes. And so the reason why I think people don't talk about it or they don't plan this little pocket of time is because, one, usually by this time of day, you're hangry, you're out of decision-making capacity. You have to be really purposeful and planned in order to maximize that. Sometimes it's 30 minutes, for some people it's 90 minutes, but everybody's got some kind of a transition between the day work and the evening work. And thinking about that when you're not in the middle of it and you're not exhausted, and then figuring out like, okay, this is my script for myself during this time, you can almost put yourself on autopilot. And because you're like, okay, the 15 minutes of organizing, you didn't have to recreate the wheel. You just went to the Productive Home Solution. This is what they said to do today. I'm just going to do it. Like, you didn't have to decide. You can actually keep going. If you try to do all that on your own and make the decision when you're on the drive on the way home, not going to happen. If you then get home and go, what do I feel like organizing? Nothing. Like it has to be planned.
You don't feel like organizing. Yeah. But if it's there on my list of like, these are the things I want to accomplish for the week. I always put it on my, you know, my Sunday basket, my to-dos for the week. I'm like, these are the Productive Home Solution things I want to do, or these are the organizing structures I want to get done this week, whether it's the car or this part of the bathroom or whatever we're at. I like to follow along with what's going on weekly, because then it's accountability for me. But you know, people can live their lives, do their own thing. But yeah, as long as I've written it down, then I've already pre-thought about it. I just get home, I look, I go, I have to do it. That's what it says I'm going to work on today. I'm going to go organize the spices. Fantastic. Let's take 15 minutes, put a podcast on, organize the spices, and we'll be good to go.
So you've gotten through a lot in 1 year. Because you just started Organize 365 1 year ago?
Yes.
You're an energized bunny.
I am. Well, it's like once one system was in place and working really well for me, I was like, okay, what's next? And I love that your systems are like so complementary to one another and they can build on each other. I was like, this is just going to work for me. And it was working for my family. My youngest knew he wanted spaghetti one day. And like real spaghetti. I have allergies, so I have to make like allergy friendly food. But he wanted real spaghetti noodles. And he told me, and he put it on a card and he put it in the Sunday basket. Like he knew the system and he was 7. Right. So like it was clearly working for the family. I was like, okay, what's our next level as a family? And that's when we did Productive Home Solution. And I knew what was the next level for me as a teacher. And that was the education workbox. I was like, awesome. Let's get this system going at school. And then once both those systems were good, I was like, okay, let's bring my business into this. Let's get a little trifecta going for me.
Okay. So when did you add the education workbox?
Probably like a month after the Sunday basket. I wanted to get that system up and running. And then, I had it, I think, you know, August or September of last year.
How was it implementing it once the school year had started?
It was interesting to see what I thought my folders were going to be versus what they, or my slash pockets were going to be versus what they actually were. But I think that it helped that I had a co-teacher. And so she and I could both go look at it and she was like, oh, I know where this is. And I was like, okay, good. Like I need it to be accessible. But if I'm not there, Julie can come in, grab something out of there. And she knows what's in my brain because my brain is now in a box. So it you know, it took some modification. And I'm so glad I got to do teacher camp this summer because then I just overhauled a couple of things, made some tweaks. And I think that's kind of like everything in teaching. We try it one way, we make minor adjustments. And then every summer we reflect and we go, okay, this worked, this didn't. Let's try this for next year.
Okay. So because you're a teacher, I want to talk to you about this. Yeah. So when I created the education workbox, teacher workbox, I was like, this is specifically what teachers need, exactly what you said, for an external brain to make visible the invisible work. But everyone on my team is not a teacher. And so they're like, okay, we're going to need like all these videos or whatever. I'm like, no, teachers don't need that. They're like, okay, we're going to need all this stuff. I'm like, no, teachers don't need that. And they're like, you're putting so little. Like I just redid the videos, actually, if you want to go see them, Kristen, at the time of this recording, you have to wait a week. But when you're listening to this, they've been redone. And they're very simple and they're very straightforward because I know this. Teachers don't really have to be taught how to do things. They just need to have the right materials and resources. Because we are good at teaching ourselves. And so my team is like, no, we have to explain every single, I was like, no, teachers are very, very good at like, okay, I see where you're going with this. You're going to adapt it. Let's just be clear. Yeah. There's not a single teacher on the planet that's like, oh, that's great. I'm going to teach it exactly as it was created. No, we don't do that. We don't do that. Like we always put our little spin on it. So when I was creating teacher camp, which is the second week of July, as a team, they're like, okay, it should be like for all educators, for all things, it should be homeschool and everything. I'm like, all right, fine. So we relabeled it the education workbox. Then we went to go teach. I was like, this is not going to work at all. So I was like, all right, we need to pull homeschoolers somewhere else. And then we did do stuff with administration. But when I redid the videos, I was like, it's just a teacher workbox. It's for teachers who are in the active classroom. That's what it's for. Like
Perfect.
That's who I know. That's what it's going to work for. We can make modifications years from now, but this is going to work. And so the reason we did teacher camp in July is because I know as a teacher, you can grab this any time of year and get started. But then in July, you go, okay, what worked? What didn't work? How did they actually plan on doing this? Because I would get like halfway through a year and I'd be like teaching some curriculum and I'd like wing it for the rest of the year. And then the summer, I'd be like, maybe I should attend that. That education class on like how they really wanted me to teach that.
yeah, totally. And that's what was so great about going this summer. I was like, I'd gotten a system. I'd seen and heard enough of your things that I was like, I get Lisa's brain. I know where she's going with this. Let me just adapt it and do it in my room as is. And then, you know, I used the community to get some ideas, but then this summer it was so great. Like, okay, I've had time. We were done on June 1st. I'm very fortunate that way. So I had already had like 6 weeks of summer and my teacher brain was like down and I was like, okay, let's reflect a little. What do I really want for practice? Yep. I didn't do any schoolwork. I'm like, I'm not doing anything until teacher camp. And then that's when I'll put my teacher brain back on. And I did, and I got a bunch of stuff done. And then I got like lesson planning done and all of that. And now I'm like, okay, back into my little, it's a summer bubble. I don't want to think about school again right now. But yeah. That you're totally right. Teachers, you give us like an idea and an outline and a rough structure. We go, I'm gonna make that work for me. And that's exactly right. What we did.
Yep. Awesome. Okay. So when was the first time you noticed something was organized that wasn't organized before?
I think it was back, like when I first just started the Sunday basket and it was September. I was getting all these open house things for my kids for all of their activities. And my youngest wants to try every single sport. I love him for it. I love that he's not committed to just one, but then there's so many paperwork and registration dates. Yes. And where we live, soccer fills up the first hour it is open. So if I don't know that date, I've been waitlisted before and had to go home and tell him and he cries. So like, if I don't know that date and it's not in my basket and in my brain, my life is over. So I had everything perfectly organized. I hit like, it was 9 o'clock on the dot and registration was open. And I knew when it was because everything was in there and there was no panic. I didn't even think like, oh, I'm going to miss soccer or sign up. Oh, I'm going to miss soccer sign up. It didn't. I just knew it was going to be there. And that's when I was like, okay, like this is going to help me organize the chaos that is having 3 children. And all the other things on top of that. Yeah. So it was that paper organization. I was like, yes, yep. My life is functional. This is great.
3 kids is a lot of kids.
It is a lot of kids. You're outnumbered and it shows sometimes.
Is there any other story that you want to share about your organizing journey?
Oh my gosh. Wow. I shared about Ava and the launch basket. She's very excited about that. And Lincoln and his spaghetti and how proud he is. I love that. You know, I didn't think that my teenage boy was paying any attention really to what it was that we were doing until he, like, it was just his birthday in May and he has all these ideas for what he wants for the upcoming school year. He's like, Ava's moving out. So he's going to have the bathroom and stuff to himself. He's going to have all these things more for himself now. And he had all of these ideas and he was like, I don't know what to do with that. And Lincoln, my youngest, was like, well, just put it in the Sunday basket.
He was like, it's a magical box.
It is. Where it's all your wishes get granted. All the things will happen. And so I was like, go find my index cards, go write some ideas down, put them in there. Next time I process it, it'll go in the right thing. And so he was like surprised when I came back to him and I was like, oh, great. So you wanted a new electric toothbrush. Like, which one are you looking at? Because Ava moves out in a few weeks. And so I'll get that for you. And, you know, when you redo the bathroom, you'll get your new toothbrush. And he was like, that's how that works. I was like, that is exactly how that works. And I was like, and I know that you want this for your homecoming outfit and you want this. And he was like, you remembered all the things that I wouldn't have. I was like, I know. That is the magic of this box.
That is so cool. I love how the kids are so collaboratively working with you and they're realizing that they would have forgotten things too, or that you would have forgotten things. Quickly, they will forget that they would have forgotten things and they'll think this is how the world works. And hopefully someday this is how the world works, but this is not how normal families work. I hope someday this is how normal families work. So I know you're doing really well in only 1 year with all these organizational structures, which also tells me you're an organized person. Like you're already a pretty organizationally inclined person.
Yeah. Yeah. In I was just looking at some of my old teacher things from my last job because we did the big paper sort, right? In 2015, my coworkers awarded me most organized ever. And that was like before I even found Angela and certainly before I found you. So I'm like, I must just be like a robot now. Like everything is just organized and systematized. And it's so great. And like you said, I've gotten to do so many of the different aspects from the Sunday basket, the education box, and then productive home solution, and now the work box. And it's just this big, beautiful system that I have to support all the systems that have to run in my house.
So let's talk about the work box. What is in the work box?
Yeah. So in 2019, I started like a teacherpreneur business. I sell some things on TPT, Teachers Pay Teachers, for those of you who don't know what that is. And it was really, I was just kind of excited to get out and help more teachers. I was teaching in a project-based model, and teaching high school math with project-based learning was like a big mind blow for so many people. And I was like, I just want to help other teachers do that. So I started with TPT and I started dabbling and I really liked it. And I was like, okay, well, let's make this more of a business. And so I started a website and a blog and I was going with that. And I was getting some guest blog posts out there on like Edutopia and like things I read and loved as a teacher. And I was just so excited to get that going. And I was like, well, I really want to make a go of this. I want to make this a big part of my life and a big business for me. So I really went all in with, it's called More Than Just X, because I believe that math is about more than just solving for X. It's about all of the mathematical thinking and reasoning and problem solving. And I can go on forever about that. But the education workbox has helped me with all of those things. Like I had to start an LLC, which I had never done before. Yep. I had to get all my finances in order for that. So I've got a folder over here. I've got the green financial binder where I keep all of that. And I do my income and expense. Now that it's my second year of doing it, I know I need to track those and do them more regularly than just at tax time. I got that in there. I loved when you went through yours and you said that podcasting was orange. And so I was like, I got the teacher box. So I knew that yellow and orange existed. And I was like, well, I'm going to get all of those for all the things. And then I have, you know, I've got the current projects are my purple and all my ideas and my marketing are in pink. And I was like, I need something just for my podcast project. So I bought an extra set of orange and I've got everything, including guest interviews like this today in my orange pocket. So it's just been so helpful in making sure that I'm getting all the things done I need in my business, things that I didn't go to business school. I went to teacher school, just like
exactly.
Well, I went to teacher school. Nobody teaches you these things. And I'm like, okay, but I can make a bunch of checklists. Like you can tell me the things and I can make a checklist for myself and make sure that I check all the things off. So that's just been instrumental to me in making sure that I'm making progress and getting out there. And I've seen a big increase in my volume and my output and my impact, which is so cool. Like I've grown my audience. I've talked to more teachers. I've been able to do more presentations and conferences. And I love that all of the time, all these systems have given me have enabled me to do that. Because if I didn't have my home organized and I didn't have systems for my kids in place and I was still drowning with schoolwork, I wouldn't have been able to go out and really make this a business. It would have just been like a little side hobby once a week or something. But now it's like, it's an active part of my life and my kids are so supportive. My husband's supportive. And it's like, I only have this time to do what I'm uniquely created to do because of all the systems in place.
Oh my gosh, I love it. What's the name of your podcast?
The Modern Math Teacher.
Oh, very cool. When did you launch it?
July 11th.
Oh, like...
Like really
a week ago.
Yeah. Yep. So I've got 4 episodes out right now and it comes out weekly on Tuesdays.
Oh my gosh. That's so great. So as I'm talking to you, I just have like so many thoughts. So first of all, I think that sometimes when we're organized people, we think that, well, if we're organized people and we have things that already work, then why would you need to get another system that would make the organization more? Like, that's why you were able to get through really all of the systems in 1 year. That's everyone. That's not normal. Kristen is not normal. That's why I know you're already organized and you just basically took what you were doing invisibly and in your head and you externalized it into these systems very quickly because you were already organized and holding it together mentally. And as soon as you stopped having to hold it together mentally and were able to put it into these very simple few physical systems, mm-hmm. then you increase more mental capacity where you're able to add that Friday workbox. Like yeah. intuitively, exactly I know what it. You did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Beforehand, everything was in my head. And it's like, here's my mom hat. Here's my teacher hat. Here's my like business mm-hmm. side hustle hat. All of these were swimming around. And now they're all physical boxes in my home right now. Cause you know, it's the middle of summer. And I just go and I drop my thoughts in all the different spaces. And I have so much more, like you said, mental capacity to yes. be, you know, to be more present with my family, to be like a better mom to my kids, and then to be a better business person and to grow and to help more teachers in that capacity. And it's so freeing to have those systems. And like you said, I was organized before, but it was just the streamlining and simplification and unification of all of the systems together. That's what took it to that next level for me, where I was like, okay, this is where I can now grow and blossom and become more of what it was that I was meant to be.
And I love that you've said that twice now, because like I, as your teacher, I'm like, that's what I'm trying to teach people, is that they can do whatever they want to do. But in order to do that, like we have to do our homework, which is the get your house organized, get your brain out and external in these boxes. You have to do your homework, and then you can go and do and be whatever you uniquely are created to do. And to yeah. see so many people doing that is like, that's what makes the teacher part of me so happy.
Right? You just like light up.
Oh my gosh. Every yeah, time you're like, I have a book, I'm going back to school. I have a podcast. Yes. It's yes, just yeah. like, I'm like, yes, yes, yes. Because I don't really care what you're going to do. I just want you doing it, because yes. I know that if you hold all everything in your head and you're trying to do all mm-hmm. of these different things in your head, you're already doing the work of 10 men. Like you're already doing a lot, but yeah. you're weighed down by it. Whereas now you're doing even more than you were before, but like, you're just like floating, like, because we have so much more mental capacity and energy capacity than we realize, because the way we're doing things makes it so hard. But when you externalize it, it makes it so much easier to keep track of the multiple things you want to do. It's just a different way of doing it. And once you embrace it, look at how much you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, and this oh, is yeah. just with 1 year of the externalization. Like a year from now, Kristen will be like, and also I'm president of the United States. Like, that's like all the things. Like, it's just amazing.
Yeah, it's so freeing. You don't imagine like how much is going on in your head at any given time yes. until you start to externalize it. And it was like, once that happened and all of this mental space opened up, I could see things more clearly in all of my different roles. And so I've been able to push myself to grow as a better mom and a better wife and a better teacher and a better teacher leader to, you know, the social media community. So it's just, yes. it's amazing. And I thank you for it.
Yes. And so for those of you that are listening, you're like, okay, well, I'm not already organized. As teachers, we would say, Kristen teaches math. I taught middle school math. Everybody has a big, huge roadblock about math. You can learn anything. It just might take you longer. Like, it just might take you longer.
Yep. It might take you longer. It might take you different tries, different methods. But you mm-hmm. can do it. And you can master it. And once you do, add on that next layer. Like that's where I think was key for me, was once one system was up and running and functional, I waited until that was good. And I was like, this is sustainable. Now I can go one step further.
Yes. Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay. So is there anything that you would like to tell people that you wish you knew sooner?
Yeah. I think it's just that externalization is so freeing. Like when you're not mm-hmm. actively trying to hold something in your mind all the time, your mind is just so much more clear and you're a more present person. And that enables you to, you know, go out and do more of the things that you want to do or that you need to do. So it might sound weird to carry note cards around with you, or like I travel with my little traveling Sunday basket and it's got all extra cards and pens in there. But if I have a thought and I can write it down, then I don't have to hold on to that. It's not this thing that's weighing me down. It's so freeing to just let it go and return to it when you get a chance.
Yeah. Yeah. What advice would you give to someone who's just starting out?
start with just one aspect. So whatever it is that you need help with the most, start there first. Mine was paper. And so Sunday Basket is where I started the program. Even though I heard you on Angela and I knew the Ed Box existed, I was like, I need home paper done first. And really go in all in on that until it's good, like I said. And then if there's another area of your life that needs more support, that's when you can go the next level. And that's what I love about Organize 365 is that you've got it all the different things I might possibly want to organize, specifically as like a teacher, entrepreneur, human. I don't know how that you hit all the things that I personally needed. That was fantastic. But even if you're not a teacher or a business owner, you still have a home. Right. So if you need to start with just your operational papers, your Sunday basket, and then move on to your home or then move on to, you know, the binder system, just do one thing, master it, feel good about it, and then go on to the next.
Yes. So great. Kristen, this was such a great interview. Thank you so much for your time and good luck. The podcast is Modern Math Teacher. We need to all go check it out.
Oh, thanks, Lisa. This has been so fun talking to you. I love all of your things, and I'm so grateful to have been here.
Thank you.